Last year, the State House passed with overwhelming support a measure that would pay $50,000 each to people who were forcibly sterilized by the state and are still alive. Some 7,600 people were victims of the North Carolina eugenics program, but fewer than 200 have come forward and are still living. That would make the total price of the compensation bill less than $10 million. But Republican Senate leaders refuse to consider it. And President Pro Tem Phil Berger says he still doesn't like it.
I'm concerned about what sort of overall long-term budget impact we would see as a result of opening up the way that legislation described it.
Over in the House, Republican Speaker Tom Tillis remains a committed champion of eugenics compensation, says his spokesman Jordan Shaw.
It is just as important this year as it was last year for Speaker Tillis. He continues to believe it's the right thing to do. It's the right time to do it.
Shaw says the measure could be reintroduced as early as February. On the campaign trail, Governor Pat McCrory said he supported compensation for eugenics victims, too. The strength of McCrory's support will be evident if he includes money for the victims in his own state budget proposal, as Governor Bev Perdue did. For WFAE News, I'm Julie Rose in Charlotte.